We would have to speak with, we had a finance committee meeting this week. We made our recommendations, but now it's back to the general manager in Martesia. So I don't know if Nancy's online.
She had mentioned that she would have to leave this call early. Oh, are you here, Nancy?
I'm back.
Oh, okay. Welcome back.
She would give a better update, but we met Monday and gave our recommendations. So how they revise it, I guess Nancy can take it over from there.
Basically, what Tony said is all I know. I'm waiting to hear back from the recommendations that we discussed on Monday.
So, Nancy, can we count on having a budget from WPFW before our meeting on Tuesday?
I think so.
Okay. I'll try to set a time certain for WPFW review. KPFK, Pacifica Radio Archives, we don't have anyone here who can speak for. Bertold, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to be able to do budget revisions before this coming Tuesday?
Yes, I'm actually sending an email to Efren to go over this budget and the items, every line item with him.
Okay.
And my business manager.
That would be great. And I think either correction or written justification for every place you're showing an increase in income, that's what we've been asking of every station.
I will give you a written explanation regardless, but as far as the budget itself, I want to go over it line by line.
And I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I agree with it too, that we'd like to see the listener support numbers reflect the actual performance. In other words, if you've had a big shortfall in a fund drive, we should assume that the daily amounts are going to be similar going forward, unless there's a good reason to think they won't be. But that gives us WBAI's budget and WPFW's budget next week. So we need at least one more meeting to get through budgets.
And what's left is PRA, KPFK, and the National Office.
We've approved the National Office.
Oh, yep. All right.
So,
KPFK?
We probably don't want to meet on Thursday. So, it'll be KPFK and the National Office, assuming we can get the two East Coast units out of the way next week.
What about
the I thought you said we had the National Office.
Sorry, it'll be KPFK and Pacifica Radio Archive.
What about 2 days in a row? We have the 24th and we can have the 25th.
Someone I love very much will strangle me if I make a commitment for the night of the 25th that doesn't involve cooking.
Okay. Okay. You tell me. We need one, or at least.
So it looks like our calendar...
What about December 1st?
November 30th is clean. That's Monday. Monday, November 30th is clean on KPFTX.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Does anyone have a conflict with Monday, November 30th?
I probably do.
Let's see. Next meeting would be too late to change it. How probably is your probably, R. Paul?
Well, a little hard to tell, but I can try. I can't guarantee. I can try to be able to be on a teleconference.
It looks like we'd have significant conflicts with other meetings any other weekday that week.
R. Paul, will you know by the 24th if you can do it on the 30th?
Possibly. God, KPFTX is not letting me look at things again. I can try. I can see if I can figure things out by then.
Tell you what, why don't we put it on the calendar? We can always cancel it if we have to.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say, but the reality is if we don't select the 30s, we don't have that option more than Friday, you know?
Right.
And I don't think that anybody will Thursday or Friday. Our only option, and it's the only open now, is the 30s.
Yeah. No. So let's make it a motion to meet Monday, November 30th, starting at 8:30 Eastern.
Okay.
Is there any objection to that proposal? Hearing none, it's a meeting. Paul, you on it?
Yeah, I'll put it in.
Okay.
Does anybody have a conflict for the meetings that are on the 1st or 2nd of December? We could do another one then if we need to.
The first, no.
First is governance.
Actually, I have both the 1st and 2nd would really be undoable conflict.
Yeah, and the 2nd with the personal committee, no, we can't.
Well, we are scheduled to meet as a committee on December 8th.
Yes. And the 22nd, yeah.
And it looks like Mondays are clear for the remainder of December if we need to,
right.
God, if we need to schedule more meetings. I hope we don't, folks. I don't spend this much time with my family. All right, we've done meetings. That was all we extended for. Anyone want to propose for any other purpose?
Was Bill 5 more
yeah.
minutes about audit status?
Okay. Any objection to extending 5 minutes on audit status? Hearing none. That's where we are.
5 minutes?
Yep.
5.
Bill, do you want me to read what Efren forwarded?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. He sent correspondence to the committee that said the Armanino auditors called today, that's today, to confirm that the audit staff will be starting their fieldwork audit by November 30th, which is a Monday. He says, we now aim to be able to email the auditors all pending audit schedules by November 28th. He's copied us on an email he sent to the accounting staff in the network. We need your full support and cooperation to make that goal a reality. He says, the currently pending audit schedules are as follows. KPFA, advances to employees, prepaid expenses, accrued expenses, payables, and accrued vacation. KPFK, minor bank reconciliations. The national office will do the reconciliation for the KPFK main bank account. Prepaid expenses, advances to employees, and accrued expenses. WBAI, the pending schedules are prepaid expenses, premiums, inventory, accrued expenses, accrued rent, tower rent expense, and office rent. WPFW, the schedules are premiums, inventory, accrued expense, and accrued rent. And that Pacifica Radio Archive and KPFT have completed all fiscal year 2014 audit schedules.
Is Bertol in the call?
Yes.
Bertol, and it's the same question for Nancy. You have the
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. You broke
up. You have the business manager, right, in both stations. You have the help of the business manager.
Yeah.
Yes.
We cannot say names. That's what I'm trying to. You have help, the two of you, right? The two of stations.
I'm assuming they would supply this.
Okay.
Yeah, I will supply those.
Okay.
After we, you know, and then we would take a look at it and see if it made sense.
Because this is what Efren is asking for.
I suggest you not assume anything.
This committee would not look at the audit schedules, Nancy. The auditors are going to look at them and see if they make sense.
Right. No. I mean the schedules premium for us premiums, inventory, accrued expense, and accrued rent. That is something that that the business manager would be supplying.
I assume it's going to take someone from your on-site staff to prepare a premiums inventory.
Right.
I don't think Markeesh is going to be able to do it from Houston.
Oh, right. Okay.
I suggest you call her and make sure she knows what you need.
Yeah.
And she can explain how we would do that.
Hopefully give you a template.
They have templates of those reports that they run.
Great.
Yeah, my question basically was trying to understand if what is being asked, because obviously all the business managers are receiving this email from the controller. What I'm trying to find out is where is the problem here? Because obviously the business manager is sending it, the controller is asking, and where is the stop? In your station, is something that you don't have or you need? That's what I'm trying to find out. Where is the problem?
Yeah, I don't understand accrued rent. I don't know where that comes from. As far as I know, we're all up to date on our rent.
I think if you have a multi-year lease, you have a multi-year lease, right?
We have to renew it every year.
Okay, I don't know, but they do accruals on multi-year leases in the audit.
No, we have a multi-year lease. But we don't renew it every year. It's for about 4 years.
But this was for 2014, right? We weren't in the lease that we're in now.
Well, it may be that your schedule says. Your schedule has to reflect what your state was at the end of 2014. But I think we're spinning our wheels. We're not the audit committee, and none of us are the staff who are preparing these.
And Efren has listed what he needs. So.
Yeah, and that was an email that was copied to us as a courtesy, but it wasn't asking us for anything.
Yeah, so we just need to get with him and for explanation.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Anybody else on the audit?
Okay. Adjourn.
Does anybody wish to extend for any other purposes?
No.
Okay. We're now adjourned. Thank you for your time, everybody. Let's talk Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.